What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking.
What's up, everyone? It's another episode of Next Level Thinking. It's your host, Chris Holmes. And we're going to have a little fun, of course, doing, you know, Zoom calls because, you know, COVID action has all inside the house. But hey, got to say. But today I have my special guest by the name of.
Oh, you already know, man. It's Darius, Mr. Wiggins over here, man, owner of the GAT Photography Studio. Thank you for having me. Let me just say that, man. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
Hey, anytime, and it's an honor for you to also hop on to spread your wisdoms because we can always learn from each other. So let's go ahead and dive right in it. So we are both photographers, and I want you to lead off on this. Like, how do you feel like the payments when it comes to photography has changed, especially with all the technology and all that and much more? So I'm going to let you kick it off like that, and then we're going to really have fun. So go ahead.
Gotcha. For me, I feel like one of the biggest things that has changed in general, let's speak in terms of time, like last 10 years, I say 10 years, like I guess when you get older, that's a short period of time.
Don't be showcasing our age over here.
Me too. I'm just saying in the last 10 years, I can say, as far as even just payment, one of the biggest things is it was more or less like, hey, come to me. I got some photos, or I take photos, meet me here, and people just meet you there, and you take some photos, and afterwards you're like, hey, it costs this much, or X, Y, and Z, or at least that's what I've ran into with a lot of people, where they just think like, hey, there's no deposits, there's no, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying, you just tell me that you're going to show up, and you show up, and
yeah, we all done it.
It's crazy, man. And I'm a person that's appointment only. If there is no booking, so to say, and that comes with a deposit, we don't have any
booking to talk about.
I don't care what date we agree to as far as taking the photos. It's just like,
it ain't happening, Jack.
99% of the time, it's not going to happen because there was no booking. But that's one, like I said, one of the big things that I noticed, like as far as payment, debt and cost. What I realize is a lot of people are used to going to a larger company.
I'm glad you're bringing that up too, because I feel like they compare us to like the JCPenney's or like those.
Shout out to them.
Hey, of course.
I work there, so I say that. That's what I say.
Hey, look, go ahead. Get your experience in. But also, like, I don't know what other companies, but like, you know, the main ones, you probably can name a couple off of that. Did school photography.
People, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them, like you say, Portrait Innovations. They got a whole bunch of school divisions and stuff like that. But a bigger company that just take a lot of photos. In general, a person look at you like, man, I can go down there, and they say they $20.
And you see, and I'm glad you brought that up. So now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty, like what I really want to get into, because when it comes to comparison, especially when traditionally they don't know, I mean, what a photographer, the investments and much more, how the costs and things go online. So if they're so used to just spending 20 or 30, whatever, like at this big company, and then they go to the me or you, and let's say your charge is like $200, $300, $400, they're gonna be like, wait a minute, why is it so much?
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. When a person don't know, they always gonna ask the for what, you know, the for what.
At the same time, it also feels like it challenges your value. So like, how do you react when someone does that? Because a lot of times our portfolio, you know, actually do it as well. But I feel like the problem that we come along is everybody's portfolio is different. Mm-hmm. So they can say like, this is quality. And I'm like, they're both good. It's just preference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how you feel on that?
I got some strong feelings on that because, I've learned something, so to say. I've learned that, like, when I was cheaper, you know, I was just starting off. I was trying to get clients, you know. I was confident in myself. But, again, I don't know these people. I don't know how they're going to go. And to this day, you know, y'all never know how the shoot going to go. I can have all the positions and poses and all this stuff in my head and all the locations that I think is perfect, you know, but I don't know what's going to come out on that end, you know. So when it comes to, like, pricing and people say, why so much or, you know, why this, what I've learned is, like, people who ask that at that low price don't understand value, and people who don't complain at the other price understands what they're getting, you know. So it's about, what am I getting? When a person says, why are you so much? It's almost an insult to you because they're not looking at your work.
I'm so glad you said that. Keep going.
You know, it's almost an insult to you because they're looking at your work and saying, like, it's not worth what you're asking for. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a person is like, well, what do you mean? You know, that's too much. And even just to give a price point so people can understand, like you say, other photographers, and so they can gauge themselves. I used to charge $50, you know, $75 a photo shoot. And that's, I wouldn't even say that's like a starter price. It just depends on what you feel like your work is worth. But at that price, I had people telling me, why? That's so much. Like, you know,
it's like insult. So, because they don't factor in, like, your actual experience, because you took the time out, you made the mistakes, you learned from your mistakes to get even better. You took the investment on the camera gear, the software that's constantly charging every month through the subscription, right, of Photoshop, Lightroom, and all these other different things, and the travel that's expense.
The smallest part to me, Chris.
Yeah.
That's, to me, when people talk about the stuff you buy, to be the devil's advocate, okay, I have to do a couple of shoots, it's paid for. So why are you putting that cost on me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. So I don't never count the amount of the investment I put into start, because that's just like, you can't be McDonald's and not invest in burgers. Like, you gotta buy those. You can't complain or say, I gotta buy these. What I take into account is time, man. Like, you know, time. Me having a young daughter at this point now, it's like,
time is everything.
More time over there. I wish I didn't have to do work. Everyone that has kids or got any type of hobby or anything, you want to do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do work. So if I'm doing 2 or 3 photo shoots and I'm only charging you $50, but I'm going home and working 8 hours, but I only spent 1 with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I'm charging you. I'm charging you to take away time. And that's what my time is valued. Is the price that I charge you. You know, it's not the photo shoot. It's not the camera. It's not that. It's the time. I did take 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever we agreed upon to do your photo session. But the time that I'm not with you doing stuff, thinking of stuff, especially when it's something where if you edit it, you fix something that they didn't even think about or they didn't see, or they're like, oh my God, you made that look so nice. That's me having to think about you. You're not even around me. You know what I'm saying? Some of you guys, boyfriends or girlfriends, don't even think about that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? And that is what you paying me for. That's what the time goes into for me to think
about. So with that, I'm gonna add on to that. Have you ever had a time where you did all, you know, you got paid? Well, I'm gonna get away from the pay, but still in regards to the payment, but let's say you did the great creativity, the edits and all that, you made everything smooth and nice. And you're like, all right, here's the photos. I took my time to get to work. And you took a good amount of time doing these edits. And the person's like, this is not what I expected. What's the thoughts that go in your head when they don't realize?
Okay, this is going to be different. I know everyone's going to be the traditional, I was mad, I was upset. Let me tell you something. I took a photo session with this woman, right? And let's just say her confidence was high. She had high confidence, very confident in herself. And I always, like, no matter what you look like, beautiful, or, you know, whatever, everyone's beautiful. You know, whatever you look like, I'm just going to enhance your beauty, you know. So this one was a little bit more time consuming. Give it my drip, you know. So I spent a lot of time fixing this up, making it look right, everything, you know, removing blemishes, making everything just looks perfect. And when I turned to men, she was like, whoa. You made me look not like me, you know. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to add makeup. I don't want you to take away anything. I just want you to give me my photos. That's it. That's all I wanted. Oh, my bad. You know, I wasn't even mad, you know, at that. I wasn't mad at all. You paid me for it, so it's paid for. It ain't like I got to do something more, or you know what I'm saying, yeah. Anything like that. But it's been a time where I spent a lot of time working to get this photo right, and it was for no reason. I didn't even have to do it. I did not even have to do that. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, just to make it a quick one, I have done some photos that a client was, I guess you could say, not pleased with. I corrected the things that they felt was wrong. And then they wanted me to do other stuff. At that point, you know how I looked at it. My job is to do your job, one.
And you're basically asking, they're asking for more time.
So I corrected the problem. That's how I've been in the job world, business one-on-one to me. If there's a problem, I correct the problem. Once the problem is solved, we no longer have that issue. If we want more stuff, we have new items to come about. So like for something like that, it was as simple as saying like, you know, you wanted some more photos, but you at this point need to pay for some more photos. Mm-hmm. I finished the first work. We cannot then say, "Oh well,
I wanted this
photo shoot outside." Like we did it in the studio. Now you want to reshoot it after it's been done outside, which is in my case more money for me to go outside the studio. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, no, this is where our business ends. If that is not understandable, if you cannot accept the fact that this is a separate thing and you need to pay an additional price for what you want. The sum of the question, I've done what you said was unsatisfaction and I fixed it. And anything else will be another day.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and bring this one. I feel like was causing a lot of turbulence, especially when it comes to a lot of creativity, when it comes to photography and videography, is this a little device?
I could do that myself device.
Yeah, so you already know I'm going with this. I will say these phones, especially the iPhones, have been used and made some great products. Mm-hmm. And films and much more with the right equipment, the lens and all that. But there is now, like you said, I can do it myself, where people compare. Again, this does do the works. But when it comes to, again, like you were saying, the value of our time, it challenges it because they think that they could do it themselves. So how do you feel about that?
It's one of these again, only because I rent the studio out as well. So I have had people come in, rent the studio and use their phones. And to me, it's not the same thing. So people, it takes a great photo on your phone. Just to let you know, it takes a great photo on your phone. So depending on what you're using it for. All right, cool. I guess I don't run into that problem. Anytime somebody's contacting me is for a regular photo shoot. I haven't had anybody hit me with the whole, I could do that on my phone type deal. But I have had people, like I say, rent it, come through. And let me say this about the rentals with the people that do the iPhone situation. Listen, you'll find out real quick when you come to a studio and you want to do, you know, iPhone photography. It takes a lot more than just that phone to get what you thought you was going to get because it's a big difference. It's a big difference. You know, lighting is everything in a picture. In the photography world, lighting is key, you know. So your phone can do a lot. It can do a lot, but it also doesn't accessorize itself with all the things needed to do what we do.
That's what it really comes down to. So, yeah, that was the main part of the payments thing. So we're going to have get outside of that and go into like more of the fun topics. So, and when it comes to photography, like what have you learned through the journey and much more? How have you adjusted through this pandemic? And like also, have you modeled your business kind of similar to like the Hulu and Netflix with their subscription services? So tell the audience a little bit about on that end.
Got you. Starting in reverse, headed towards that way. I've been doing it for about a year now. I'm not the best at advertising it, mainly because it is a discount, guys. It is a discount. Okay, you know what I'm saying? The subscription-based stuff is a hit. But in the long run, we understand that it's beneficial to us as photographers or business owners or anything like that to look at a discount and offer subscriptions, which I do through memberships. It's like I said, it's been one of those up and down things because like people hate commitment, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like the gym memberships.
I share Netflix and stuff like that. So like you say, to model myself after any one of those, I also got to understand that too. Like, you know, it's going to be up and down. You may get a person for a month. They may do the free trials, as we say. If you need 2-3 hours or something, you know what I'm saying? Or if you need 2 photo shoots real quick on the other end that I offer as well, then I see how it gets used that way. A little bit of marketing too, you know what I'm saying? I think it's, again, like I said, it's a discount, so it is beneficial on both parties. You know, so it does work in that aspect. And to go backwards again, to go to how I made it through the pandemic, I think that kind of helped offering the subscriptions, the discounts and the things like that. People are able to do more with their time. You know, I think that was great for the pandemic. Me also being a small business, I can control more of what happens, how things are ran. So when the pandemic hit, you know, we just kind of cut back on, you know, bookings, how people come in. But then, you know, the wipes, all the other stuff went right back up.
Well, I think everything down.
Yeah. You know, having to, man, that's this whole side subject about, you know, payment. We can go back to the payments with how you had to survive with trying to find hand sanitizers and soap and all this stuff when people come in. But like I said, being able to control more of it, it was actually great. You know, a lot of big companies that got major overhead and I guess more people, you know, who survive off the higher volume. I didn't really get hit like that. I'm not a high volume studio, so to say. You know how to studio is a personal one-on-one studio. So we really got about 8 hours, you know what I'm saying, in the day that we normally work with. So we could probably get 5 sessions in. So us knowing that, we were able to work around the time, make it through the pandemic. This is a side note, but one thing that was funny about the pandemic that I experienced was the pandemic happened, but at the same time, I didn't see the pandemic as much as I saw Black business support. You know, So during pandemic time, it was like Black support. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it was more or less like, oh, okay, we're struggling. If I'm going to spend my last little bit of money, I'd rather spend it with, you know what I'm saying, a Black business and stuff like that. And like I've had people, you know, that said I wanted to get my makeup done by, you know, a Black person. I wanted to go to a Black studio. I wanted to. And that's what happened during the pandemic. So the pandemic, Corona, you know, COVID, not to brush it under the door, under the rug, anything like that, but I didn't experience it the same. I experienced the pandemic as Black business support.
Coming together. Cool. So I'm going to go ahead and let you leave with this one. So I think I saw a couple of photos of you doing some fun shots with your Life and Joy, and I'm talking about your child. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce your baby. So go ahead. Say what's You got it.
It's like, you got it. You got it. Man, this is just different. You know, I have a daughter. She's one, Leyland Brunet.
The superstar.
Yeah. It's funny, though. Her mom kind of tricked me because, you know, she's my fiance at this point, and she's going to hyphenate her last name. And my daughter has her middle name. And after I thought about naming my daughter, I realized that that's like a female junior. You know, she has Leyland in the beginning, but her and her mom will both be Brunei Ashaka Wiggins. And I'm just like, oh, you did that. That was a good one. I didn't even pay attention until afterwards. I was like, wow. I looked right over that one. Cool, though. You know? So like, I can't get mine. You know? But, man, like you said, a bundle of joy. She was born in November, and I can say since November, the grind has been just nonstop, you know, and the blessings have came down too. That's the only way that you can say it is a blessing, because these are things that that I wrote down, that I prayed for, that, like, you know, I look forward to. I think a lot of people don't do that part. You know, we pray and we ask, but you don't even look forward to receiving it. Like, you know.
Like, here you go.
Yeah. So when it happens, I guess you kind of be prepared for it, because it comes out of nowhere. You don't realize it until you're in it. And same with being a father, you know, it's like, man, people talk, you hear people say, oh, you don't know. And I used to compare my dogs, not to compare my dogs to a human, but I used to say, I love my dogs. Y'all don't understand. I love my dog like a kid, you know. I don't, though.
It was like, I don't, though. Like, no.
I don't, though. No. Like, I love my dogs, but they are not my dogs. I love my kids. So to all the people that I said that to, I apologize. And I'm one that has no problem admitting when I'm wrong. They told me I did not understand, and I understand now. I can't even describe it on the other side, you know, from the small things, man. She does the hug with the pat on the back, and I'm like, where did you learn that? Like, I don't even get that from anybody. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, where'd you pick that from? Like,
when the last time somebody embraced you and just pat you on your back? Like, you know, and then just hold it. Who does that besides your daughter?
And then, of course, as a father, you don't know it's little things. You're like, wait a minute, you did something different. Wait, where'd you learn it from?
Right. Like, a new word, I promise. They're like, what? You said blue? What did you say? Are you just talking right now? Or is that a real word? You know?
Mm-hmm. One day you're gonna be relaxed and be like, oh yeah, that's my baby walking. Oh wait, my baby walking?
Yeah. Well, she is walking now. That's even crazy. I was at my studio when she started walking, and it caught me off guard. I'm not even gonna lie, man. Having a kid and you know, being parents, you'd be wanting to be the one that she does the thing with first. I'm not even gonna start. I feel like everybody feel that way. So I was like determined. Like, oh, so close. She is not around. Let me be the one you walk with. You know.
You're like, no, this is my moment.
Everything. I'm gonna get everything. I'm always at work.
Let me get my points.
Yeah. I can come on. Her tooth coming in. Like, I miss all those. I don't get to tell the person that it's something new. You know. So when she walked the first time, that was. Oh man, that was so cool. It was like 2.5 steps. But it was like, you know what is even funny? I can't even remember her crawling now. Now that she walked, it's like, if I see her crawling, like, what are you doing? You know, it's like, what are you doing? Yeah, they grow up fast, man. People say that. They grow up fast, man. They grow up fast. It does not seem like a year ago, like I can watch ESPN with just chilling on my chest. I mean, just chilling. No rolling over. No trying to see what's happening on your phone.
just that moment.
Just relaxing. And but I'm embracing every moment. Everybody talking about the terrible twos. Oh, I'm ready for them. This is when I think my daughter's gonna become my best friend. You know, I really do. I think she's gonna become my best friend at like 2 and 3 years old. When she bad, because I was a bad kid, so I understand. So
that's what's gonna come from.
You know, everything she do, I'm like, oh, I know you come. I know why you're doing that. You better stop before you're in trouble. But mm-hmm. I know where you're coming from. I get you. So you ain't gonna be in that much trouble.
Gotcha. So what would you tell the photographer going into 2021? I can't say this year because it's almost a cuss word now. You said what year now? What? What'd you say? No, I was talking about 2021.
right. Yeah, man. You know what? In 2021, know your worth. Know your worth in 2021. Don't go in 2021, photographers, thinking someone messed you over, a model wasted your time, cancelization, all that stuff. You need to know your worth and what they call it, CYA. I don't know where this is going, so I edited it, you know. But you cover your, if you get the A, you know what I'm saying? So that just make sure that you good, you know. Before, I didn't have a deposit. I didn't. You was just able to book a day and you had to pay before then. Now that there's a deposit, okay, if you don't come, I'm cool with what you paid for wasting that amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for lunch.
Appreciate it.
You know, so yeah, man, know your work. A lot of times, like, photographers quit, man. We quit. I quit. It's been times where I probably went 6 months without picking up my camera, man.
That's unbelievable. All right, go ahead with this one. Six months.
You ain't never went through that? You never went through that?
I guess I'm just stubborn. I have my moments where I'd be like, just leave me alone. I go in a little back cave.
And I got you.
Yeah. I have my moments too. But I'm intrigued. I want to hear about this one. The 6 months.
Yeah, man. I quit it, I guess, so to say. Just wasn't feeling it. And it goes back to that know your worth. I was just overworked and underpaid, you know.
And frustrated.
Frustrated. At a point, I felt like I've for other people. To where I want some stuff for myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might as well do some stuff myself. I'm doing stuff for you, and I feel like I have to work harder than you work. You know, I feel like I have to do that. And for people that don't know, I'm speaking of before I solely started doing photos. You know, I used to do videos before. So multimedia, I've been doing it for like the last 10 years now. And I started in the video world. I was doing videos, and crazy enough, I thought that's just what I wanted to do. I did, and I can say I still do, but not the way that it was set
you
up.
Started,
not the people that I have connections with now, as far as just doing videos. I just, not the type of videos I would want to do. I just got fed up with it, man. I just, I won't say I just quit and didn't want to do photography no more. I just didn't want to be bothered with it. Like, you know, so and it was more to it. It's not just people. I also felt like I did everything. You know, you get to that point. It's like, I've done this. I did this. Nothing's inspiring me to be like, I want to go do that. You know, if anybody, well, I have friends that seen my whole journey. And if you watch my stuff, you'll notice that I kind of go through seasons. You know, at certain points, I'm really into something, and then I feel like I get to a level where I'm confident in it, and I want to learn and do more. So I started doing that. I felt like I had did all of those things I wanted to do. I was like, I've done the longest photos. I've done this. I've done that. Nighttime, daytime, people. You know what I'm saying? Models. Hairstylist, celebrity. I just did it all, and it just didn't work. And I was like,
done.
Not fun. It's not fun right now, you know. And the not fun came from me knowing that I'll have to go do something and then come back and do more. You know, it just wasn't fun. So about I'm probably exaggerating with 6 months. That's a long time, but definitely probably about 4 or 5. I could say 6. Definitely 4 to 5 months. Not picking up my camera, not at all. Not charging it. Not even thinking about. Oh, I'll go take some pictures.
You're like, nah, leave it there.
A real break. But that's, I don't want to scare you, but you may break my theory. I always felt like if you've been doing photography long enough, you get to a point where it breaks you and you don't want to do it. And you have to get over that hump. I like this more than what happened, you know. what I do right now is, to me, just a stepping stone. I want to be more on the creative side, you know. You see my stuff. I buy stuff for that. But I also know that my clients are not ready yet. You know what I'm saying? They're not ready yet. You know, what I want to do takes a lot of trust. And these last year, 2 years, I've just been building trust in delivery. You know, I stopped posting. Matter of fact, you can, like you say, from the camera, I go on even further. If people seen from about May to probably about November, I didn't even post. You know, maybe posted 2 or 3 pictures in that whole span of time. Just working on building the trust, more or less. Like, if y'all like what's up there now, just wait. Let me get better. Let me not show you the transition. Let it happen. And then once y'all see that I can deliver the basic photo, it's time for us now to take it to the next level. And we get creative. You let me run your shoot. That's where I always wanted to be at. And this goes back to our first point about payment. You know, I want to shoot less and get paid more.
More.
You know, I have to make it to that point, you know. And going back to the photographers in 2021, know your worth. Don't be charging these people $300, $400, $500 and delivering $50 worth of work. You know, it's people that I've had clients tell, like, even show me pictures that they pay more than what they're paying me. You know what I'm saying? For work that, to me, that wasn't finished. Like, you know, it'd just be simple stuff. It's like, remove that little thing over it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's distractions in the photo, all different types of stuff. So, yeah, man. I know I kind of talk in circles, but yeah.
No, I'll let you speak, because that was very needed, because there's so many times you hear, of course, we like hearing like the good things and much more, but everybody's going to have that trying period. Like when you're just like, you just need your space, because that's what makes it so relatable to and bring it home, because we all have that time period where we're like, just, I need my own. I'm almost to that point. Just like, get out of my face. Just move. don't be around me. And that's what makes it real, because from the Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King, and much more, like any person that does great work, they face that, you know, point in their life where they had to really think and just had a moment alone, or like looking at that person in the mirror, like, do you really want this? And that's right. Like a real genuine question. Like, do you really want?
I never looked at that comparison, Dan. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's like the Jordan break, you know? One of the persons that they feel like is the GOAT, you know? Whatever, debatable, but he's up there. If not, you know, and he didn't want to do basketball. He didn't want to do what y'all think he's the best at no more. He tried something completely different. Gave it up, you know? I say that to all great photographers, man. You know, don't quit, but it happens, man. Like, I've been there. I know what it feels like to not be inspired. I've known people recently to tell me that, too. And I'm glad that I can be, you know, a voice of reason to let people understand that, like, yeah, man, I've been there. You know, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at in photography, but I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm still climbing, but I'm happy with that in photography. You know, when I was not happy,
that's when it gets
sad in photography. You know, even in a year, Chris, even in a year, I won't say I was going to give up in the last year, but man, it was frustrating. It was really frustrating. I know a lot of people don't see it because of
the game face.
Yeah, they see the final product. And people always see the final product, you know. We buy stuff in the final product. We don't know what it looks like before. You know, Yeah, I get these memories all the time, and I'll be laughing. I'll be like, sometimes I'll be wanting to share them, but then I'll be like, I don't want somebody to hit me up and be like, yo, I see you got $50 photo shoots. I just booked it's done. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know?
I would tell you to go ahead and share those and put in the caption, be like, I'll be like, oh, P.S., by the way, this is not my price now. That's like a little funny kind of note. It's like, yeah.
Especially your friends that hit you up late. Like, I was free at a certain point of time. I was begging. But thank you for waiting, man. I appreciate that because if you're not paying, no, I'd just rather not. How do you feel about that? I know this is kind of off subject, but this is kind of on subject with payment. You like, how do you view money and getting paid? That's my question. Man. I'm gonna be the interviewer. How do you view
money? It's just around. Cool.
The amount of money that you're asking them for. Like, what's that feeling like?
You even asked me that question, so I'm just gonna be raw because, like I said, I'm having fun with it. I'm the kind of person that, like, I want my damn money's worth, just because everything that you said in the past, I've went through it, held my teeth, gritted in, but I know it was part of the journey. But to relate to what you were talking about earlier, there's been times where I was just like frustrated, where I was like, I'm doing all of this. And I'm only charging this amount, and it's taking me that amount of time. And I'm looking at everybody else, going back to your story again, being able to enjoy their stuff a lot more often. And I'm like, I should be charging a lot more because I'm putting way more work into this. So I can enjoy my time where I put my, you know, my hard works and labor into it, so I can reap the benefits of it. So I can definitely relate to your whole, that's why I was quiet for the longest, because everything you were saying, I can definitely relate to, but it's all part of the journey. And I definitely agree with what you were saying, like, know your worth, because so many, and I guarantee you can agree with us too, is we allow people from the outside looking in, let them tell you how much you're worth. And that hurts you so much in the long run. You may never, ever get to where you want to be because you allow somebody else to dictate you're worth it or where you should determine your life, because once you do that, you lost control. You lost who you are. Right. Any kind of creativity is gone because you're now letting the other person outside in dictate all of that.
And I'm so stubborn. I don't even think that works on me the same. And a friend told me that too. Like, when I said that, I fight it, man. I fight it. I'm not like the most argumentative person, but like when I feel like I'm right, I'm right. So if I tell somebody something, I tell them I'm not worth that. Oh, I'm going to prove it. Like, thank you. Now I'm going to get like 20 people. I'm going to do whatever I can to get 20 people to make sure.
Basically, in your mind, you're like, you got me messed up.
Yeah. I wish I could get that Jordan. Well, pick him up yet. But if it happens to me, oh, please believe. You know, please believe. I'm actually doing that next week, man. I'm finishing up the back of my studio.
You better be glad I didn't have a prop or something like that. Because, like, as soon as you said this, like, somebody said something, I'm like, but I don't think you're that worth it. I go off screen, put on the Jordan hat. Well, you know you messed up, right? I put the hat on. It's game time.
It's, I appreciate that. I needed that. Drake said that. Somebody said I fell off. Ooh, I needed that.
You gave me so much fuel now. You're the best. Ooh, stuff. Man,
Thank you. You said, I thought that's how everybody was built. I realized everybody's not built like that.
Oh, I'm definitely. I'm like, oh, congratulations. You just pretty much just accelerated your defeat.
Appreciate it. And at the end of the day, if I'm not, I can come back. I'm a man enough to do that too. You know what? I was tripping. I need to go do some work. But at the end, I'm still gonna go do some work. You know, I call it being in the gym. You know, you gotta go back, you gotta go get in the gym. It don't matter if you hoop or you editing photos, you know, that needs to be your gym. You need to be working out, you need to be in the gym.
And getting it. So wrapping everything up, leave us with closing remarks. We over here dropping these jewels and have talked about our fun memories of people not paying us our worth.
Yeah.
So go ahead, like, closing comments, and where can I find
you? Got you. Yeah, man, that's, let me go ahead and just close it up. You know, Darius Williams, for those that didn't catch it in the beginning, Mr. G-A-T-E, that stands for Greatness Achieved Through Experience. My company is The Gate Photography. And my personal page is the 22 G-A-T-E, the 22 Gate. And my closing remark to that is, we all find ourselves at different points. My company, or so to say, or my website, all that stuff got the number 22 in it. I realized at 22 what I wanted to do. Damn, that was 10 years ago. 32. Wow. While I'm speaking, I'm like, wow, it's right on point. If somebody was to tell me 10 years from now you would be where you were at, I wouldn't believe it. You know, I'm not satisfied, but where I was at 10 years ago, is, I wouldn't think I had this cup. I wouldn't think anything like that. And again, 10 years is quick. It's quick, man. It's going to keep speeding up, too. It's going to speed up and speed up. So just trust the process. I know that's very cliche. Trust the process. Stick to it. Believe in yourself. Yeah, man. G-A-T-E. Greatness achieved through experience. That's what I want to close with. Greatness is achieved through experience. There we go. Greatness achieved through experience, man. You can find me there. The G-A-T-E. I need to start putting that in more of my stuff. I know, Chris, you be on me on that, man. You know, I don't have that SEO. I do not have the SEO.
So what? Wait,
what? The gate. As I'm speaking to you today, you do it too. That's why I like having these calls.
Now you hold accountable now because on video.
It is on video. You know, that's putting it in the real world now. It's not just up here. I just realized it, dog. Oh god, dog. I got it acronym. I have it acronym.
Yeah, I've been using it. What, babe? You learned through experience. Maybe you were meant to get on here, so you can just you just need to hit you on top of the head, like, hey, look, you need to use this. Like, I've been sitting here the whole time.
See how those things work, guys? Just like that. Greatness achieved through experience. One of those things that you just keep repeating over and over.
Boom.
That's like water cooler talk right there. Oh, man, you ain't lying. I tell you, greatness achieved
through experience.
Man, that needs to be a catchphrase.
You better start off.
More. Stop it now. This is supposed to this up. You're going to make this a catchphrase. It's already
it's about to go by on the hour.
Right. It's already in the name. No, greatness achieved through. It's on my shirt. It's on my shirt. It's a Christmas version.
That can be used so many ways. Someone could be like taking a test and all something. I done flunked my test with a 22. Greatness achieved through experience. you know what I'm saying next time. You better.
Yeah, and now you finna have me doing these 5 second drops.
Hey, yeah, you're gonna be held accountable now.
Yeah, I definitely am. Man, you have been here all day, man. That's where.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and close this out. Another fun episode on Next Level Thinking. It's your host, Chris Holmes, as always. And I have my special guest by the name of
Darius Wiggins. Checking in.
If you didn't drop your timeline. Go ahead. That was
the first one, right? Because greatness is achieved through experience. I should have known.
There we go. Make sure you subscribe, comment, and much more so we can help everybody elevate to the next level. And remember, greatness is achieved through experience. Peace.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.